Chapter 13, Painting an Iceberg. We are nearing the end of this book. I, as your narrator, am already feeling the coming separation when we will part company. There is a sadness, I confess. It reminds me of an occasion when Dwayne dropped by on Squint during one of the painter's annual summer visits. Squint is the painter that we'd met earlier. It's likely that he had another name prior to coming to the very, very far north, but Squint is the name Dwayne gave him, so Squint he will be. Squint was sitting on his stool at the cliffside above the cold, cold ocean, facing the empty square on his easel, and there was an iceberg behind it, far in the distance. Dwayne stood behind Squint and watched him paint. He tried to be quiet. He tried to be respectful. He tried to be thoughtful. He stroked his chin as he'd seen Cece do with one of her wings when she was thinking. He nodded approvingly, as he'd seen Handsome do on occasion, but Dwayne wasn't quite sure what he was approving of. "You're painting that iceberg," Dwayne observed out loud. "Yes, I am," replied Squint. "I see," said Dwayne, nodding purposefully this time. In the pause that followed, Dwayne realized that he didn't see at all. "Why?" he asked. "Why what, Dwayne? Why are you painting that iceberg?" "It's beautiful when it sparkles in the sunlight," replied Squint. This was something Dwayne wholeheartedly agreed with, as ice was at the top of his list of wonderful, beautiful things in the world. This would have also been an ideal moment to nod agreeably, but the moment passed too soon. In the next moment, Dwayne had reached a conclusion. "And so you paint beautiful things?" he asked Squint. "I paint sad things too, and scary things, and lonely things." "Beautiful things, sad things, scary things, and lonely things," thought Dwayne. This was a description of a single day in his life. Painting it all seemed like a lot of work. "Why don't you just look at the iceberg?" "All right," said Squint. He put down his brush and stood beside Dwayne. Together they looked at the beautiful, sparkly iceberg. In the next moment, the sun rose higher. Its rays passed above the clouds, and the clouds in turn brushed the shadows onto the sleek surfaces of the iceberg and the surrounding water. "Eventually it will melt," said Squint, matter-of-factly. To Dwayne, a melted iceberg would unquestionably fall under the sad things category. "It will end up in a puddle," Dwayne said. "Lost in an ocean," added Squint. Dwayne scratched his neck just below his jaw. "Would you paint a puddle lost in an ocean?" "Not today," said Squint. "Today is a day to paint icebergs." Then he sat back on his stool. Dwayne continued to stand and stare at the beautiful sparkly ice. He found himself nodding before he even realized he was doing it. This time, he was nodding knowingly. "If you capture an iceberg on the square," he began, "then it will stay the same forever and ever?" "In a way, yes," replied Squint. Dwayne sighed. It was a small sigh stuffed with lots of feelings. An iceberg preserved in time. He was sure that his grandfather Clock with the missing hands would have something to say on the topic. "I shall let you get on with it, then."